This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
Well, NPR late last week, had a story out about some of the problems, the challenges facing journalists today. And to quote from the beginning of the story from the NPR website, "The United States has become a less safe place for journalists, and the threats they face are becoming the standard, according to a new report by an international press freedom organization." That organization would be Reporters Without Borders. It dropped the U.S. to number 48 out of 180 on its annual World Press Freedom Index. That's three notches lower than its place last year. The move downgrades the country from a satisfactory place to work freely to a problematic one for journalists. Is that any surprise to you, Patrick?
I was surprised at how low it had already been, and that it didn't drop kind of faster. But as far as it dropping to a problematic place, that would not be a huge surprise. I mean, this has been a trend that we've been seeing for many, many years now, though, kind of an attack on journalism, an attack on whistleblowers, especially reporting on government affairs.
You know, we have this vicious echo chamber, whether it's the 24-hour news cycle or what speeches or tweets are made or social media. But there's this constant attack on the media that enough people are buying into. And this is certainly problematic. And was I surprised myself? I don't think I was too surprised, but the fact that this has been perpetuating for some years, I think this is certainly something we need to recognize and people need to understand. Again, there's this general misunderstanding of the role of the media, the press, the fourth estate, and what we're here to do. And it's not here to mislead. It's not here to get ratings. It's here to bring out and do a job and to bring information to light and let the readers and viewers and listeners make that decision. And I think if we can't get past that general misunderstanding, we're going to see this problem continue to get worse, and we have to find some answers.
I think you both brought up the point that this has been going on for quite a while. I think maybe even my entire lifetime we keep hearing complaints of the liberal media, the so-called liberal media. And if you keep making that point over and over and over again, people are going to start to believe that there is a liberal bias in the media, whether that exists or not.
It's been a hair trigger response for decades, as you see. I think throughout most of our lifetimes, of all our lifetimes, if someone hears something that's not favorable to them, regardless if there's if it's 100% true, there is this likelihood of making this political reaction just for the sake of saving face and saving one's image. People are willing to say or do anything, and trying to manipulate or throw the media under the bus has been a tactic that certainly is not new.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think it's been – this is kind of the result of many years of a deliberate propaganda to cause a distrust in journalism, especially journalism that is reporting factual, accurate information that just might not make those in power look good. Rather than combating, you know, what they're doing, it's much easier to form this, you know, propaganda attack on – the liberal media or the lying media or fake news, right? And those terms have become more popular in this past presidency, but they're nothing new. Like you've said, my entire life, you know, I've heard these attacks on the biases of reporters and journalists.
And I would add to that, Rich, you know, I think this is being perpetuated by the fact that we have, you know, with all the digital platforms and social media and such, where everyone has access and anybody can put anything out there and it circulates. Whereas I think journalists were, up until 15, 20 years ago, were the gatekeepers of information and they could control what goes in and out. Well, now everyone has information sources that they can disseminate in their coat pockets, and obviously, this has further exacerbated and complicated the problem.
And I think if there has been any bias over the years, it's been towards people in power, because journalists will try to curry favor because they want to get information, they want to get the inside scoop. So it doesn't matter who is in power. Journalists are trying to, like I say, curry favor so that they can get the jump on stories and perhaps get some inside information that other news outlets might not have.
Yeah, and I would also, you know, say not only just politicians who are in power, but as newspapers and media organizations have been consolidated into larger and larger conglomerations, you know, many more, you know, trying to gain favor with the people who have now purchased your newspaper mm-hmm. or your show, trying to, you know, maintain your job. That definitely has been happening over the years.
And while we're saying this, and I think we agree this has been happening over the years, Reporters Without Borders, their study does place part of the blame on President Donald Trump. He's called reporters enemies of the people. He constantly complains that news is fake if he does not like what's reported. And at times, he has even suggested revoking broadcast licenses. So while this may be an issue for journalists, we may have faced some issues over the years. He has really turned up the heat and the rhetoric.
He certainly has. And I don't know if it's overstating it. Say he may have a blood on his hands for this. You think about that. And when using such rhetoric and making such claims, I think we've gone to prove that there's enough people out there who believe that will consume that and will think that's tried and true. And that's the problem. And when you have someone that's going out of their way on their own private social media and continuing to cast aspersions about the media like that. How do we confront that? How do we combat that when I think enough people are believing it?
He said in the campaign he would represent all Americans if he was elected, and that certainly has not been true for journalists.
No, and I mean, he's even, you know, called for violence, sometimes not at his hands, but he has made insinuations to it.
Mm-hmm.
To reporters who are at his events, you know, somebody shut that person up. And whether it's about journalists specifically or just other people who are there, he's lumping them all kind of into this idea of attacking your enemy. And he's definitely been branding the press as the enemy, right? And so I think he definitely has a huge responsibility in this drop to it no longer being satisfactory, which, you know, is sad that it was only that high to begin with, to now being, you know, a problematic place.
Yeah, he's trying to score points with his base, create this sort of us versus them mentality. But in the process, again, he is singling out for possible punishment, possible violence, some American people who happen to do the job of journalism.
Yeah, and I'm super happy that this survey came out. This came out and people got to voice their opinions, because a lot of times when, especially people in the States, I think, talk about the dangers of journalism, it's always it's over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Myanmar and other places, which are arguably worse. They are definitely worse than here. But the fact that we have slipped so far, I think that a lot of attention when we focus so much on it's only over there and we have free press, right? It's in our Constitution.
It's the First Amendment of the Constitution.
It's like the principal founding bedrock of the country in essence. And so we think it's only over there. So I'm happy that this came out and showing that we are starting to progress in a way that is very detrimental to our society.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.